WGN Radio 720. James Van Osel here. On the phone, Jay Gentile. He writes for Thrillist. He writes for Chicago Interview. But specifically, you have this piece in Thrillist, The Five Craziest Parties in Chicago.
Crazy.
Crazy. Nuts.
Crazy stuff.
I don't think crazy even begins to describe it. This is more, we'll call them more adult-themed parties. You know,
have you been to any of these?
No. I've been to crazy kids' parties with clowns and ponies, but this kind of crazy is a little more mature.
Are you not allowed or what? You show up and they kind of kick you out or what?
I don't get out much, Jay. Let's talk about some of this stuff. I'm assuming you had to do a great deal of research to make sure the piece was accurate.
It was tough, yeah. It was arduous, but, you know, that's what you got to do.
And on that note, let's start with Porn and Chicken at Evil Olive.
Yeah.
Monday nights. Slow bar night to start with. I mean, you need something on a Monday night.
Oh, yeah. They've reinvented Mondays. This has been going on for a while, though. This is a party that's been happening for a while. I'm surprised you haven't made your way over yet.
All in due time. So what happens at Porn and Chicken? I think it's probably self-explanatory.
I was there in the early days. I haven't been in a while, but I know in the early days they would show actual, you know, vintage, you know, adult films, and then they would have chicken. Now I think it's pretty much evolved into where they have basically a bunch of DJs who are, like, known as the Porn and Chicken DJs. A lot of guys have mohawks. I don't know if you're into mohawks.
Wait, hang on, stop. I just thought this meant, like, fried chicken. Like, they serve chicken along with the adult film-themed movies. There were actual chickens in the bar?
Oh, there are definitely chickens, yeah. There are definitely men. They may be women. You can't really tell, you know, who could you tell you got chicken suit on? You can't really tell their gender. But there's definitely chickens roaming around. And the thing about the chickens are they're very into shots. So it's kind of like I don't know if you've been to, like, Cancun and, like, spring break, but it's kind of like a Senior of Frogs moment where they're like, you know, open your mouth and we're going to pour a shot. You don't really know what it is, but you're just like, a guy in a chicken suit is making me drink right now. So what am I going to do, not drink it?
All right, so that's at Evil Olive. That's Monday nights.
Like a block from my house, so that's kind of like hard to that's kind of a hard one to ignore, you know. So it's kind of like, what am I going to do on a Monday night? Watch, I don't know. Well, I don't even know what's on Monday nights, but like,
exactly.
So they've got a good night for them, and that's one that's been going on for a while. So that, and now they do. Now they're actually, Porn and Chicken is at festivals, and like you can go to, like, you know, Spring Awakening. They have Porn and Chicken DJs, and so they're getting big time now. They got like clothing, and so they're.
It's become a venerable institution.
It's become its own, yeah. It's become its own brand, pretty much.
All right, so this just happened, the 30-year anniversary of Blacklight Blackout.
Yes. This is probably my favorite party in Chicago. This is just an all-around good time. I don't know if you've been to Exit. Have you been to Exit late night?
Put it to you like this. The last time I was at Exit, it was on Wells.
All right, I respect that. That's okay. Cool. That's nice.
I think I was in a corner with members of My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult. That's how long it's
been.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's impressive. All right. So I give you props. I did not know that. Okay. But, yeah. So I don't know if you've been – so it's basically like if you go to the second floor of Exit and there's basically a dance floor, but it's – what I like about it is it has basically – it's a, more of a dancing cage, I would say. It's a chain-link fence, and you can just kind of, you know, get weird in there. And they have the free UV reactive body paint, which I don't know if you're into, but it's a pretty good
thing. Oh, you know, you can't keep me away from the body paint.
it's kind of like a good excuse for the black light, as opposed to, like, you know, smoking, I don't know, cigarettes and staring at a Bob Marley poster. This is kind of a more, I don't know, more active way of involving the black light, which I found was, I don't know, I give him props for it. I think it's pretty unique, and it's a fun time. I'll give you that.
Let's jump. A lot of these themes are carnal. The Festival of Flesh at Underground, first Saturday of the month. I want you to use caution as you explain what happens here at the Underground Lounge at the Festival of Flesh.
Yes, you have to have protective gear, yes.
Well, and also use caution in your descriptions here. This is a family program. So generally speaking, what happens at the Festival of Flesh?
Oh, you want me to elaborate? I haven't been to the new. So they used to have it at Lucky Number Grill. I don't know if you're familiar, but this is a place on like Milwaukee and Western.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer around, but I haven't been. They moved to Underground Lounge, but it's basically any, you know, manner of weird stuff you want to elaborate.
It's like a sideshow. Like sideshow of.
Yeah, I mean,
adult entertainment.
Like dudes with like like hitting nails into their heads and like just, you know, chicks doing like it's like a lot of like people hanging with
and by chicks,
hooks, you
by
know,
chicks,
like they have a hook in their back, and I always wonder like how do they do this? Like it's kind of like magic where you're like you want to know how they do it, but you don't want to spoil the surprise, you know.
And by chicks, you mean women?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Riff after rafters at the Riff Music Lounge Saturday mornings.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
yes.
An often neglected time for crazy parties.
What's that?
An often neglected time for parties.
Yes, not you know, if you're going to like, hey, I want a party this weekend, typically you don't think of 7 a.m., but, you know, people do it. This is the one that I haven't been to. I've been to 7 a.m. parties in other places like New Orleans and places like that, and it's kind of like, I can imagine what it's like, but this is it's kind of a new club.
See, I picture this point. Like, have you ever been on a plane going home from Vegas? Like the flight to Vegas, everyone's partying, everyone's amped up, people are bringing their own
canned cooler. It's like sad, yeah.
Yeah, it's like traveling to someone's funeral or wake. That's what I picture a Saturday morning party like.
I don't imagine it's that bad, but it's gotta be some of that, you know? Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, I've been to places in other cities where it's like, you know, you got to be in the right mood. But apparently it's like, you know, it's pretty popular. And like, if you're into the whole dance thing and you pouring chicken or whatever you're at, closes at 4, you only got 3 hours to kill until the next party. So that's something to look forward to.
Now, Debonair Social Club, Wednesday nights, the No-Tell Motel with a theme like that, what could possibly go wrong?
That is another long-running, popular, you know, Chicago's a big burlesque town. Were you aware?
I am so aware. And this I've actually had burlesque troupes on the air because I'm fascinated.
Nice.
This has – I had Kiss Kiss Cabaret. I've had Gorilla Tango on the air because it has proliferated. You're absolutely right.
I know.
Right.
It's a big – it's not that well reported, but it's a big burlesque town.
It really is. It's like 1900 all over again.
Interesting, yeah. You know, I'm most interested in something like, you know, like you can always go to a bar and like drink Bud Lights and stuff and like just hang out, but like I'm always interested in something that's like going on a little differently. And they've been doing this for a while, and it's a pretty popular thing. And have you been to Debonair?
Yes. That's a cool club.
Yeah, so you know, I live in sort
it's
of
a sinister place.
So I'm pretty close, and they have this, you know, Wednesday nights, and you know, I don't know if you've seen the photos, but I don't know how much we can describe on...
Let's just say a whole lot of entertaining stuff happens there. it's a delight.
The thing about the power sanders, this is like a big thing I wasn't aware of.
The power sanders.
Thing with the power sanders?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They somehow have this belt on, and they put a power sander, and it makes sparks into the crowd, and it seems to be a very popular thing. I don't know. I wasn't aware of this, but this seems to be the new trend.
All right, so those are the five craziest parties in Chicago, as reported on Thrillist.com, one of my favorite websites on earth. You are Jay Gentile. And
that's
next next up for you, you're covering hipster bars for Thrillist?
Correct, yes.
So beards and craft beer required to attend?
You know, actually, I think it's more of like a dive bar thing, you know, like because, you know, I live in, you know, Wicker Park, and it's pretty hipster around here, but it's actually moving to Logan Square now. But I've spent my fair time of researching these places, and it's been a fun. I feel like basically my assignment was, I think you've had Sean, my editor, on, right?
Oh, yeah, he's great, Sean Cooley.
Yeah. So he was like, do the top 10 hipster bars. And I was like, dude, there's like way more than 10. Like, this could be like, I don't know, like, this could be like a whole book, like, you know? I'm like, so we settled on like the top 15. But I feel kind of like I left a lot of bars out, and I feel like when it comes out, people are going to be like, oh, dude, why didn't you include this place? So I'm just going to say ahead of time, like, you know, I'm sorry. Like, we couldn't include all of you, but check it out. It'll be entertaining.
You know what a very hipster thing to say about this article would be?
Yes.
I was into your bar, or your article on hipster bars before you started writing it.
Exactly. That's exactly. So you understand that there's a lot of that play in the article. Yes.
Fantastic. All right. So
you're a smart man.
I'm not. I'm in broadcasting. I made some bad moves in my college years.
Some bad decisions, but you know, you're making up for it.
Okay. All right, Jay Gentile, thank you for checking in, and we can check you out on Thrillist on ChicagoInterview.com as well.
Correct. Yes, absolutely.
All right, you're doing God's work, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is WGN Radio 720.